from Gary O'Neill Studios in Baltimore.
You're listening to the C-Plan Do Show. Gary O'Neill.
All right, here you go. Keep the check.
Damn, this shit flaming.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for
what's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Check, 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 any check. What's up, everybody? What's up? Happy Pod Day! Yeah! Woo! What's up, everybody? What is up? Welcome, welcome, welcome to another Power Pack podcast here on the C Plan Do Show with me, professional mindset coach. You can also call me a life coach, serial entrepreneur, father, person of the community, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Your favorite life coach's favorite life coach, Mr. Gary O'Neill Jr. And as always, when you see me out in the community, when you see me outside, because it looks like we back outside, please don't forget the Junior. Shout out to Pops. And again, please, thank you. Thank you so much for showing up today. That's the biggest part, showing up to season 4, episode 7. We're doing movie reviews. Well, just one movie review. All right. And so today, let me get to my shout out. So first, shout out my day one A1 listeners. Thank you so much for being a part of what I'm doing constantly. Constantly. All right, my day one A1 listeners, my first time listeners, my first time watchers. Thank you guys for showing up. Please take a seat. All right, there are snacks in the back if you'd like. All right, my YouTube watchers that are watching this in 1080p or 4K or 3D, hey, if you fancy. Hey, if you're fancy, you're looking at me in 3D, right? Or get one of those Oculuses, right? As well as people that are showing me international love, as well as people here in the States. ¿Cómo estás? Muy bien. E2? All right, that's just one. I'm going to keep doing them every time. But shout out to everybody checking us out, whether you're listening on your favorite streaming platform or you're watching me on YouTube. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for checking out the C-Plan Do Show. And today, we're going to be going over a couple of things in the appetizer. I'm going to be talking about cicadas. We talked about cicadas before, but I'm going to talk about cicadas today, as well as my movie review of Quiet Place 2. Shh. All right, so without further ado, can we get to our appetizer of the, not our appetizer, can we get to our C-Plan Do motivational? I'm giving you tidbits every show. Now today's show is a little fun. Every show to me is fun, right? Every show to me is great, right? But today's show is a little light, you know, we're at the movies today. So I definitely want to see, and also, you know, if you're watching me on YouTube, like, share, and subscribe. So that way we can keep that conversation going. Cause I want to see how you felt about, Quiet Place 2. All right. But your C Plan Do moment of the week is sponsored by Heart Savers Maryland. And so right after a word from our sponsors, we're going to get right into it.
Are you looking to get certified in CPR, first aid, or other life-saving skills? Heart Savers Maryland is your premier CPR training facility. Individual and classroom sessions available. Schedule your training at HeartSaversMD.com. Each second counts. Get trained today.
All right, your C-Plan Do moment of the week is entitled Three Hobbies. So currently, right now, you need three hobbies. All right? First one, number one, write it down. I already know you're ready. Write it down. One, to keep you creative. Whatever it is, something, one of these hobbies that is out here that you enjoy that can keep you, keep those creative juices flowing. Keep them flowing. All right? Number two, one to keep you in shape. You want to do jump rope. You want to do CrossFit. You want to walking. You want to jog. You want to run. Something that needs to keep you in shape. And number three, this shouldn't even be a hobby, but I'm gonna let it rock and let it be a hobby. One, to make you money. Again, three hobbies that you need right now. One to keep you creative. One to keep you in shape. And one to make you moolah, make you some money. Get some money, all right? And so let me know, what are your hobbies? What do you like to do? You can comment below. You can follow me on all those social media platforms. Let me know what's up. But again, those are your three hobbies. Again, your three hobbies that you need right now. That is your C-Plan Do moment of the week. All right? If you have three, I want to know what those three are. All right? So let's get to, look, we're moving right along, especially on a light episode. And again, I'm saying light, but it's not really light because, you know, I have fun with all my episodes. But today we're just having something a little out of the box, a little fun, because I enjoy movies. So today here, season 4, episode 7, entitled Movie Review. You know what? As a bonus, look at that. On the fly, I'm going to offer my thoughts about Loki, the new TV show. So maybe I should change this up to TV and movie review, but it's only one episode. I need them to crank out some more. But we'll talk about that as well. All right. So that was your C-Plan Do moment of the week, guys. All right. Let's get to our song of the week, and that's sponsored by Greenlight Entertainment. So right after a brief word from that sponsor, we're going to get to our song of the week. And guess what? If you've been following the show, look at the different songs and tell me your favorite song. Or again, if you have a song that you want to hear on the show, let me know. And if I choose your song as a song of the week, you are an executive producer and I'll send you something. Look at that. Look at that. Look at me helping you help me help you. Yeah, that's how we're doing it. So right after this, your word from my sponsor, we're going to get right into it.
Having a wedding, birthday party, or other social or corporate event, contact Greenlight Entertainment today. With our experienced DJs, quality sound, and professional service, we look to make your event the event. Check us out on the web at www.greenlightentertain.com. With Greenlight Entertainment, you have the green light.
Give it to me. That's sweet funky stuff.
Yo, ho!
All right. So that was your song of the week. And again, if you're watching this from YouTube, hey, you know, we're not at the point where people are streaming music like that. So if you look at the comment section below, or if you look at the details, you'll see what the song, you'll see what the intro song was, as well as the song of the weekend. I think as a DJ, I have a pretty wide range. Sometimes I got to forget, because some of my favorite songs I might almost repeat. But I like to, if I hear a music, if I hear a song from somewhere, I'm like, yeah, that's gonna be great, great, great song to put in the show. So, you know, again, if you have a song that you want to hear, hey, let me know, man. Let me know. You're a part of the show, as I always say at the end of the show. All right. So can we get to our appetizer? Sure, we can. And our appetizer, our appetizer of the day. Well, let's talk about cicadas. Can we talk about cicadas? And so our appetizer is sponsored by Silk Hair by Sasha. So Silk Hair by Sasha, if you don't know, if you have not been following the show, Silk Hair by Sasha is a Black-owned hair company that provides high-quality Brazilian and Indian hair. They offer and carry bonnets. Don't tell Monique. They offer hair accessories, edge brushes, as well as constantly they're upgrading and adding more products. They also have custom wig service. So if you're looking to get your wig customized, make sure you check them out. All right. And also make sure you get all your supplies from them. You can make sure you check out their website and well as check them out on Instagram and subscribe for more information. You can check them out by going to www.silkhairbysasha.com. Silkhairbysasha.com, as well as check them out on Instagram or social media by Silk Hair by Sasha. Yeah, there you go. That's how I take care of my sponsors. My sponsors take care of me. I take care of them with amazing commercials. All right. So let's talk about cicadas. Now they're out here. They're actually going to probably be leaving soon. But a couple of things, as I was waiting for one of my clients yesterday, I thought, well, you know, when I was I always think about what I'm going to talk about on the show or what's the setup for the show. And you know what I thought about? I thought about cicadas, because as I was sitting there waiting for my client, a cicada just flew by me. And if you checked out and read information about cicadas, you know, we make a big deal about cicadas. And that's something I just want to bring to you guys as far as the appetizer, that we make a big deal about cicadas and they don't even really do a lot. If you really, really think about it, they don't bite, they don't sting, they don't suck blood, they don't do anything except just come out of the ground, be on a tree. They might fly around you, they might land on you, but for the most part, they mind their business. Because they really only have one purpose, and that is once they get out of the ground, you know, we do actually benefit from cicadas being around, but their biggest purpose is to find that mate, get it on, and then guess what? In about 2 weeks, they die. But they've already done the work. They know what their purpose is. And guess what? When I thought about their purpose, which is to really mate and just keep things going for their population, because once the mate mates with the female, then she deposits them into trees and stuff, and then they get into the ground, and then they just burrow their way all the way to the ground, and then 17 years later, we do this all over again. That's their purpose. They're not out here wasting time, and that's what I really thought about. I want you to be a cicada. Mind your own business. Be focused and do what you got to do. Avoid those distractions. Do you see a cicada on social media? Do you see them wasting time? All they're doing is that when you're up, they're up. You can hear them. You can hear the song of their people when you get up, right? But when you really think about it, we make more of a big deal about them being around. I saw a video where a kid was just screaming and crying, and I saw some people running for their lives. I'm like, this is not like, they're not like killing us. They're chilling. They're big and they're, you know, they're there. My daughter, you know, she was so screaming and yelling at him, right? And then yesterday, you know, we're at our son's lacrosse practice in one lands on her. Now, when we first rolled up, she was all screaming like, oh, cicadas. One landed on her and she was fine. She actually took a picture and wanted more to land on her. So a lot of times we make such a big deal about something that we really don't have to. Be a cicada. Mind your business. Focus on your purpose. And have fun. I mean, I guess I would imagine mating is fun, right? But then when you and read more into it, you know, and we actually benefit, you know, we benefit from them being here, right? Because they eat certain things and birds eat them or other things that have an insect diet eat them. Yeah. So they're helping. They're contributing, right? The birds that are in my area that are around my house, listen, they are stuffed. They're not even flying fast. They are flying half speed. These birds got a gut now. What's going on? So, you know, I think at times when I look at a cicada, I'm like, hey, they're just minding their own business. Yeah, they fly. You know, I remember my first office day back, right? One flew right on my mask, and I was like, all right, I received that message. Lord, if you want me to clock out, that's what you want me to do. But for the most part, hey, guys, mind your own business. Stay on task or stay on your purpose. And have fun. That's what I got from it. But I'm a motivational speaker, a mindset coach, a life coach. Those are things that I think about. And I just wanted to share that with you. So that's our appetizer for today. Cicadas. Be a cicada. I did see somebody cook a cicada. Now, if you're listening to this and you're a chef, I would be willing to try cooked cicada. I did see one person, she actually cooked it. I'd be willing to try that on the show. You can actually come by the studio. We can actually do that live in the studio. All right. That's your appetizer. Again, sponsored by Silkhead by Sasha. So let's get to our entree. And our entree, sponsored by LaloneClothing.com. It is the official place for all of the merch. So if you want to grab some C-Plan Do merch, a sticker, a t-shirt, anything as far as the official merch, as well as clothing that fits your vibe, make sure you check out LaloneClothing.com. That's L-A-L-O-N-E clothing.com. So let's get into our movie review. So I did want to give you a little, since I just thought about it on the fly, let me give you my thoughts about Loki. I love what they're doing with the TV shows that could probably be a movie. So I like how they have the setup of Loki. And if you don't know what Loki is the brother of Thor. And so he was sort of a villain, but people liked him in the movies. And so he's trying to take over stuff, you know, but in this, we get to see how he came to be. And so what he's doing. So so my review of Loki is that I like it. I like how they're setting it up. I think that when you have shows like that have such a background that's really intricate, because you got to think that people are going to be watching Loki because they watch Thor, they watch the Hulk, they watch the Avengers, they watch Endgame, they watch all these different ones. So we got to really, like, they got to really have a delicate balance between catering and taking care of the people who watch the show, who watched all these movies, who read the comics, and people who may have just been first-time watchers, right? So I think already we're getting a pretty good balance. I like the show. I love the actor who plays Loki. It looks good. They got a couple of new people in. We saw Owen Wilson in there, and I think that, you know, this is going to be a really good TV show. But to be honest, Disney hasn't missed with the TV shows. We had The Mandalorian, we had WandaVision, and now we got Loki. Like they're three for three for me. I know there's some other ones, but those are the ones that I've been watching, and they got it. You know, as a person who's at Netflix, it was an adjustment to have a show keep coming out weekly, you know, going back to the weekly where, you know, if you had Netflix or other streaming services, they put them all out there. And you know, we watched them all in one day or one sitting or, you know, 2 days, and we just really binge watched. So thumbs up. I'm going to give them a 4 popcorn boxes. Should I do that? 4 popcorn boxes. I don't know what I'm going to use popcorn boxes. So 4 popcorn boxes out of 4 for Loki right now. I think that we got it. I think that it might actually be better than WandaVision. So we'll see what happens with that. But let's focus on Quiet Place 2. Shh. All right. So if you have not seen the Quiet Place, the movie, the first one, you need to go see it. Now, this will contain spoilers. So if you have not seen the movie, I would strongly advise that you just at this point cut this show off or leave it running in the background for my ratings. But I strongly suggest that if you're going to listen to this, that you should go actually watch one and two. If you have not watched either one, go watch one and then watch two. But if you're ready to go, there will be spoiler alerts coming up because I have to say them because I have to say how I feel. All right. So with Quiet Place 2, it sets up after we get a brief, because I was wondering what they were going to do with this second one. So in the first one, if you've seen it, aliens have come to Earth and they're blind, but they have super, super sensitive hearing. And if you make a noise, they will kill you. They will roll up on you. They look like they look like aliens. And they roll up and they have big, huge talons. And they don't even eat you from what I saw. I kept looking like, did they eat us? No. So what they do is they kill you. They just slash you, eliminate the sound. Like I would imagine that. I think about it, but maybe the sound is really irritating to them. But once they detect that you're talking or that you make a move or you make a sound, they're busted up. They're there. They're wherever you are. Like right now, if this was true, me talking right now, they would already took care of me. I'd already been out of here. So the first movie was amazing. The first movie, it kept even watching it. I remember when I first watched it in the movies, and then I remember watching it. You know, I watched it again. So watching it again, I still jumped at some of the jump scenes or, you know, some of the scenes that were really suspenseful because the suspense is, if you really watch it, was the silence. You know, you had, so if you have not seen this show, sorry, if you've not seen this movie, it focuses on a family. Aliens have come. They are blind, but they have super sensitive hearing. And if they hear you, they're going to kill you. They're going to hunt you down. They're going to kill you. So we're focusing on this family, this father and wife, and they have children. And it's a great movie. That first movie, you know, it's really suspenseful. You know, some of the things I was like, yeah, my kids would have been out of here, or I'd have been out of here, or something like that, you know. But it was really great. It was very different. I mean, but I will say it combined a lot of things that, you know, if you watch horror movies, you watch suspense movies or alien movies, you see where some of the inspiration comes from. So I watched the first one again, and then I said, all right, let me check out the second one. So my review is this. The second one is not as good as the first one. So in the second one, we get a small clip of how they got here. We don't really get a huge backstory, but we get, you know, we go back to day one, you know, when they arrived. You know, you see the family that we focus on, you know, you see the family, they're playing baseball, and then next, you know, the aliens show up, and then next, you know, they're just destroying towns. Like, they're coming through, you're making a sound, they're wiping people out. So that first scene, when they first showed up, and they were, like, smashing people, and they were killing people, and like the mom hopped in the car, she was driving backwards, and a bus was coming right at her that you see in the trailer. That was one of the most suspenseful parts of the movie. So I really liked that they did highlight that, because I was wondering if they were going to give us how this started or what happened, you know, after they figured out in the first movie, like, hey, we figured out in the first movie how to kill him. Now you see like the family that's left, they're leaving out. So in this movie, now they're venturing out because they're not staying home. Their house is demolished. It's fire. It's flooded. So now they're going out and seeking other people. They hear some music, and they're trying to figure out and go to these different places. So again, I don't feel as though the second one was as good as the first one. I think that they really focused a lot on the suspense, and it would be sort of hard to recreate that suspenseful feeling when we sort of, at this point, sort of got it. But I did like it. But I think that, you know, of course, when you get a sequel, I mean, how often are sequels better than the first one? I mean, sometimes you have that. But it was good. I liked it. It was good. you know, it kept my interest, but it wasn't as suspenseful as the first one. I think one of the questions I would have wanted to know is how the hell did they get pregnant during this, right? Because if you look at the brief clip, she's not pregnant in the beginning of the, you know, she's not pregnant when we see the previous clip. So I would have wanted to figure out maybe that emotion from her finding out she was pregnant. There was some definitely dramatic scenes, like, you know, the son with the baby and he got locked in the vault. That was pretty suspenseful. You know, there was suspense, but it wasn't as suspenseful as the first one. The first one, they were locked in. This one was pretty good. So, you know, I would say go see it, especially if you saw the first one, because I like to finish off series and finish off what happens. I think that, you know, the second one, it brought maybe a little bit, you know, it did have some pretty good point, you know, some pretty good areas, like, hey, when they finally got to where the music was coming from and it's this whole community. All right, cool. So now we're like into the sort of like the Walking Dead type of situations. So you see some of the movies that combine a lot of things like Signs. You know, we realize that now the aliens can't swim. I'm like, wait a minute. That should have been, if that's the case, they didn't know how to swim, then why were there still boats there? But then they did tell us what happened. And then we had, you know, a setup situation where we see somebody, you know, they're trying to, now at this point, the deaf girl goes and she goes with the person that they befriended and they go and they see a little girl and she sets them up. And then some other, I guess, some Hicks that's weird that now they're out here like grabbing people up. So that's like a Walking Dead situation. So the movie was okay. Wasn't as suspenseful as the first one. Still was a good watch. And I will give them on a scale of 4 popcorn boxes, I will give them 2.5 popcorn boxes. I can't give you 4 because 4 would have went to the first one. But 2.5 is pretty good. You know, maybe 2.75. But, you know, it was cool. But I feel like a lot of it was a little rushed. And a lot of it was just like jumbled together. And I'm a person that likes backstory. I'm a person that likes storylines. So them, like, it was just certain questions I had. Like, why did I get why the girl left. The oldest child left to go find it. But it wouldn't have been smart for her to straight up just leave and she's deaf. That was a problem for me. You know, hey, what's up with this guy? So we find out he was cool, you know, with the father, but like, what's up with him? You know, some of the things that they could have added would have made it a little better, but for the most part, hey, it was a fun movie. You suspend your reality. And I always appreciate and applaud where we have something that's different. So having these aliens, which they are gross, like they got it. Whoever did this, the costume design, when they created these aliens, like, yeah, I'm still creeped out. Like, cause like when they hear stuff, they open up their armor and it looks like 2 things to me. It looks like a watermelon that has been split open, as well as, you ever have a scab? And it's forming, but it's not formed yet. So it's like little pieces of the scab are there, but you can still see like the flesh. Like, that's what I see. And it's like, ah. So it's still, you know, they got the alien design. They got the music. They won an award for the first one. So I wouldn't be surprised if they won again for this, you know, the music, the scoring of it. 2.5 popcorn boxes out of 4 is mine. Let me know what yours is. You know, let me, I think that, Krasinski, who made the movie, I think that it's great to see, you know, and if you don't know who he is, he played Jim in The Office, but he's been in other stuff. He's directed some of the stuff. So I like that he's in a director's chair, you know, so I think that, you know, 1 and 2 is pretty good. If you never watched them, you're like, you know what, I'm going to watch 1 and I'm going to watch 2. I don't think you'll be disappointed with the body of work. I think that if you watch 2 by itself, you're like, meh. That's it. Meh. That's why I get to 2.5, right? Because it didn't really add anything new outside of now we have new people and like, okay, what's up with those people? Because we really didn't even get into the story of those people. We found some bad guys. They were ready to get weird when they captured our heroes. And now it was just like, okay, well, they got killed. All right, we find a safe haven. You know, now what? So I can see them setting up. I can see them setting up 3 based upon the money, because you got, if you watch, like, you know, of course, these movie companies, the first thing they did is, you know, hey, what's the budget versus the box office? So the first one made $17 million, and then they the budget was $17 million, and then they made over $300 million. So we'll see what happens. Yeah. So if this one does numbers like that, then we'll see a third one, I'm pretty sure. But, you know, so there is some things that were left on the table that I probably would have liked to see, like a little bit more storyline. But my end result, 2.5 boxes of popcorn. I will say anything over 2, go watch it. So check it out. Come back to this. Let me know what you think. Any Easter eggs that we might have missed, anything like, I didn't see any Easter eggs at all. So if you saw an Easter egg, let me know. Just let me know. I was thinking about one thing, was that the mom left her son and the baby to go to the memorial of where their child died. And if you saw the first one, when that little boy got snatched up, that let me know that this movie is going to be a 4. That let me know if a movie or TV show is willing to take out a child or the main character. I'm looking at you, Game of Thrones, but not the end of the season, not the end of the series, because I'm not looking at that. We're not talking about that on this show. But if when you first see in the first one and that child get taken out like that, I was like, oh, I'm on board with this. So that's my rating. You let me know how many popcorn boxes you would have gave. And that is the movie review. I actually want to see a couple of other movies. So what I'll do is, I think the next one I want to see is Spiral. I should have saw Spiral before this, but I didn't get a chance to see Spiral. But I do want to see Spiral because I love, love, love the Saw series. So I want to see how they do that. I see that Chris Rock is a part of it. We'll see what happens. Yeah. All right. But that is the end of this light show. That's the end of this movie, season 4, episode 7 movie review. So let me know how you felt about the show. And as always, you can check out this episode as well as previous episodes. We talk about a million other things if you've never seen the show before. Check it out by going to cplanduchow.com. Hey, if you want to be a part of this show, you want to be a guest on this show, you want to promote your goods and services, just like all the sponsors that you heard, definitely hit me up. You can contact me directly and we can get you on the show, or you can learn about our promotional opportunities. As well as, hey, if you want to support the show but don't want to be on the show or don't have any products or services or goods, and you say, hey, how can I support you, Gary? Guess what? You can be a Patreon supporter. Now, right now, I'm enjoying talking about the movie reviews. This is the first movie review in a while, but I may switch these over to Patreon because these are not really long and they, you know, these are pretty cool. So I want to give perks and advantages to people who sign up for Patreon. So for the price of a box of popcorn, see what I did there? A box of popcorn, a cup of coffee, you can greatly support the efforts of this show and support me. All right. And last but certainly not least, thank you. Thank you, the watcher, the listener, the viewer. Thank you for checking out this show. You are the best part of the show. There are over 1 million podcasts in this world, and you chose to listen to this one, and I greatly appreciate that. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. All right. So until we see each other again, because we'll see each other, because I'm pretty sure you're going to tell me how you felt about the movie. Until we talk again, I'm pretty sure you're texting me or calling me right now. Let me know what's up about the next episode. And until we share those special, special moments, because guess what? We will. We always will, don't we? Always remember, guys, to see what you want to do. Hey, see what you want to do. Can you see it? Can you see it? Plan it out. Right now, grab a piece of paper and put your plan together. And once you see what you want to do, once you envision it, once you plan it out, there's nothing else left to do, my little cicada. Then just do it. That's a double entendre, but I'll let you figure it out. All right, guys, until we see each other next time, have an amazing morning, afternoon, and evening. Bye!